It's the thought that counts. A topic in the news at the moment is that of imminent shortages, delays, and rising prices for consumers, just as the end of year approaches and the Christmas shopping season begins. According to those who know, these disruptions in the supply chain are caused by a number of coinciding factors, including fuel shortages, a rise in transport costs, and production delays as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Added to this combination are labour shortages in some countries and other factors like the knock-on effect of Brexit. Economists and journalists are calling the resulting situation a perfect storm, meaning that the near future could be challenging for consumers and for the economy in general. But is there a more positive side to this? Can we adapt to these challenges and changing times? Perhaps it is a good opportunity now for us to reevaluate our consumer habits and culture, and also our idea of Christmas for those who celebrate it. Is a more sustainable Christmas possible? One that involves more rational consumption and requires less transporting of goods and supports local businesses and the local community more? Maybe we don't need all those products that advertisers try to sell us every day. Is the world going to stop turning if we don't have these things? Absolutely not. Wouldn't you prefer a sweater that your partner secretly knitted for you? Or a handmade album of photos? Or a present from a local gift shop, stationer, toy shop or market, rather than some mass-produced, manufactured item delivered to your door? As the old saying goes, it's the thought that counts, and if we can give more thought, spend less money, and do something more for the planet at the same time, wouldn't that be better?